It was just kind of we had a they had a free rusher coming in, and we just didn't click off something on protection wise, and kind of just turned into improvised mode, and Mac made a good play kind of getting open, found him, and he did the rest. I think he had two pretty nasty stiff arms there to finish off the play. So good to see a young guy like that stepping up and making that play right away. It was fun to just get in the end zone right away. I wouldn't say perfect, first of all, but it was fun just to get out there, honestly. It was fun to get with the ones, to drive down, to score. Obviously, we had a couple sloppy plays there, but we stayed on the field. We converted a couple third downs, a fourth down in there, and made enough plays there. And then that was kind of the rest of our day. Unfortunately, we lost the game, but it was good just to get a lot of the young guys some opportunities. A guy like Mac stepping up there right away that first drive, and he had a big game as well. So it was just good to get out there. Yeah, it's always good. I mean, to start feeling things a little bit different, get ready for the season and everything like that. Like you said, training camp is all off season. You don't get touched. Guys run by you and yell sack, and sometimes you're just like, hey, I don't know if you got me there, bro. So, but no, it's good to get out there and face some live action.
How did you elude Clay Matthews? What did you do?
I went around him. I don't know. Yeah, I think it's kind of just always been a part of my game. You know, it's honestly, it's just instincts. In those situations, it's instincts that take over. And I mean, I said it a lot last year. You know, when scramble mode, things like that happen, there's a lot of big plays to be made there, and that's what happened tonight. So that's a good start.
On the 2-point conversion, did you put that pass?
It was a little high. It was definitely a little high. Not quite where I wanted it.
Carson Triggs had a nice game tonight. I know.
Yeah, he looks like a much more polished receiver. You know, I think for him, just getting an off season in the offense, working with you know, Coach Groh was good for a lot of the young guys. And you know, he looked good out there tonight. You know, we've always known he could roll, he could run, but I think he's become a lot more polished receiver, and it was good for him to have a big night.
Is it tough for you to go out there and do what you did on that first drive and not be able to go out there and put yourself back in the
A little bit, but you know, it kind of comes with the territory. But at the same time, it was cool to just see some of those younger guys get those opportunities that normally, you know, they don't get. So, but yeah, it was tough to some extent.
Was that good that you didn't come out with an injury?
Exactly. Thankful for that. Thankful for that.
Was that the plan to get you out of there that quickly, or did you just have some discussion?
Yeah, we talked about one, maybe two drives, kind of see how it went and play it by ear. And obviously, we had a good long drive and scored. So that was that.
How much work do you think?
Oh, I mean, we think we're close, but we're at the same time a long way away. I think we have the pieces in place. We have the things that we know we can do well and what we're good at. We just got to kind of dial those in. You know, obviously, tonight it was sloppy to some extent with some of the guys out there and even our group. You know, we had some sloppy plays, some negative runs, and some things that we got to clean up. I got to do better making checks and everything. But that first drive, Green Bay was doing a little bit of everything, mixing it up, and so, but at the same time, we're close, but we got a long way to go.
Did you get a good view of what happened on the sack?
I haven't yet. No, I think they brought a pressure, and I haven't quite seen it yet.
On third down, fourth down, you moved the chains throwing to Jordan. Was that a function of the play design? Was that your connection?
I think the fourth down one, it was just a communication we made, reading the blitz, and he just made a quick adjustment. The other one, he made a good play. You know, I was actually looking somewhere else, and he beat his guy across face, which was tough in that coverage, and he made a good play, got open, and finished it off.
What should we know, about Mac? Obviously, he's running a decent amount of camp. Yeah. He comes out and has this kind of play. Is this something that we expect him to come out?
Yeah, you know, I've seen kind of like what I was saying about Bryce, just a much more polished receiver than I would have thought. You know, even back in OTAs, he came out right away, and he looked good, but he's definitely already improved. And the thing I love about Mac is he's a competitor. You know, he's a competitor out there, and he doesn't care who the DB is lining up across from him. He thinks he can beat him, you know, and I think you need that attitude. And so he's a gamer, as you see tonight, and it was a good start for him.
In pregame, you had some high enough for you? Or do you need game settings?
You know, obviously you'd love game settings, but, you know, it's just kind of the nature of this business. Sometimes with an injury like that, just precautionary, it's kind of part of it. But obviously the game setting would be best, but I'm at the same time not too worried about it.